wanted to talk about Jews and whites. Seems like an appropriate conversation. I want to remind you guys that the Bible talks about Jews and Jew an awful lot, and not in a way that you may suspect. Just did a quick search. You go to BibleGateway.com, and you can type in the search word, a Jew. Jew occurs 82 times in the book of Acts, 63 times in the book of John, and 49 times in the book of Esther. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? I wonder how many times born again comes up in the Bible. Huh. Why don't we look that up? Born again. Oh, wow. Wow. Holy mackerel. Comes up twice in the book of John and once in the book of 1 Peter. Wow. Let me think. In the entire Bible, there's three references to being born again. In three books of the Bible, only three books of the Bible, there's 62 in the book of Acts, 63 in the book of John, the Gospel according to St. John, and 49 in the book of Esther. Huh. Let me look it up. Jew. There's 300 references to Jew in the Bible. There's three references to being born again in the Bible. Doesn't that tell you something? Bible has a lot to say about Jew and Jews. Awful lot to say about Jew and Jews. What did Jesus Christ say about the Jews? He says you're the devil's children. John 8:44. He said you were of your father the devil, said Jesus Christ. And that was his consistent theme. What does the book of Acts have to say about John, about Jews? Well, go read the book of Acts. Who are the enemies of the church? Who are the enemies of the European church? Who are the enemies of the followers of Jesus Christ? The Jew. The Jew. The Jew. What does the book of Esther say about the Jew? It says there are people. There are people that didn't worship God. They didn't reference Noah. They didn't abide by the festivals. They didn't reference Moses. And they didn't abide by the festival set up by Moses. In fact, they set up a whole new festival, a whole new religious ritual called Purim, which is to the god of chance, Pur, the casting of the dice. I'm telling you guys, the Bible's full of the term Jew, and it's not just a couple verses here and there. It's not just John 8:44. It's not Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9, which we haven't even covered yet. And Jesus Christ said, these people that call themselves Jews, they're not Jews, they're liars, and they're of the synagogue of Satan. John, the Gospel of John, he calls the Jews, he says, you are of your father the devil. We know in 1 Thessalonians that a wicked man who used to be a Jew, Saul, repented, and he spent his whole life fighting the influences of the Jews, his whole life. Every letter is a fight against the influences of the Jews. It's not against the race of Israel, not against the race of Israel, but against a bunch of identity thieves who call themselves Jews and who are absolutely antichrist. And it says the Jews killed Jesus Christ. Stephen said the Jews killed Jesus Christ over and over and over. Jesus Christ asked why the Jews were trying to kill him to their faces. There's a new book out. It's called White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy. The Threat to America. So it's no hold bars now. It's anti-white hatred has gone full bore. White Rural Rage, of course, white Christian rural rage. And the reason they're talking about the rural people is because they think they've got they hope they have the white urbanites, non-church-going urbanites cornered. And they want to split them off from the other white people and say, well, you're not them. You're good whites because you went to your progressive liberal university and you love the Jew now and you reject Jesus Christ if in fact, if not out of your mouth, and you'll largely vote for a progressive liberal agenda. But these rural white Christians, which is when it goes unsaid in the title of the book, they're the threat to democracy. Look, 100 years ago, 90% of America was white and rural. 90% of America was white and rural 100 years ago, 1924. The people didn't really start moving to the cities until I don't know, probably after the Second World War. I think in 1950, half of America was rural. And those are white folk living out there. Black folk, too, in the South. This is an assault on the white race. Now, two guys that wrote this. Waldman and Schaller. Waldman and Schaller. Huh. Hmm. What ethnicity are they? Well, you look at their pictures. Well, they look white to me. Huh. Well, maybe. Maybe not. I looked up the surnames. Waldman and Schaller. And it's a common Ashkenazic Jewish name. Doesn't mean they are. I wouldn't know. They don't go into this. They don't get into their background or their ethnicity or their religion in their web pages. They hide it. Who else hide it? Who else hid their ethnicity in the Bible to hide themselves from being Jew? Huh. Well, how about this? Esther chapter 2, verse 10. Esther the Jew. Esther did not make known her people or her kindred, for Mordecai the Jew had instructed her that she should not make this known. Okay? Very simple. Esther, you're a Jew. You need to hide in plain sight. Nobody knows that you're a Jew. They can't look at you and say, oh, she must be a Jewish. Beautiful woman, absolutely gorgeous woman. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been the king's wife. So don't let anybody know you're a Jew. You stay there till you're useful to us. Well, here's Schaller and Waldman. Maybe they're Jewish. Maybe they're not. How would I know? But there's a pattern of Jews hiding who they are. You can look at many of the major three-letter agencies in the United States government, and they're led by Jews, but you'll never know it. You'll never know it because they're not coming out and saying, hey, I'm a Jew, unless it's useful to claim a victimhood. Unless it's useful to claim victimhood. And this is exactly what happened in the book of Esther. Attain a position of power. She was the queen's wife. Don't tell me she was a victim. Hide your identity until it's useful. Haman became familiar with the Jews. He says, they're a threat to our country. They're a threat to our empire. They're not good people. What happens to Haman? He's murdered. He's killed. All his wealth is given to the Jews. The Jews take over, and they murder 75,000 people. You want to know about Jews? Read the book of Esther. Haman was right. Haman did not kill a single Jew. Notionally, he had a plan to get rid of them. He didn't kill a single Jew. The Jews took power, and they murdered at least over 75,000 people. Don't tell me these Jews are victims. Don't even tell me that. The Jews in the book of Esther do not worship God. Oh, they fast and they pray, but it doesn't say to who. Fasting and praying to Lucifer? Doesn't say who. There's no reference to the law of God. There's no reference to the patriarchs. There's no references to the Ten Commandments. There's no references to any of the feasts that Moses set up. None whatsoever. In fact, they set up a whole new holiday called Purim, which is for the month of Pur, which is the casting of the lots, the god of chance. They were not a people that worshipped Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the book of Esther. They're not. Haman recognized them as an evil race. The Jews started murdering people, starting with Haman. They claimed victimhood status when it was convenient, and they took over. They took over the empire, and they thrive in a multicultural empire. That's the story of the book of Esther. Okay, so there's Esther. What's the story of the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John? It's really funny about Christians. They say John was the closest disciple to Jesus Christ, and the gospel according to St. John is entirely unique, and he had the most the closest insight into the mind of Jesus Christ, the heart of Jesus Christ. Mentions Jew 63 times in the gospel according to St. John, and the Christians will pretend like it doesn't exist. The Christians pretend like Jesus Christ never spoke to or with the Jews. Christians pretend like there was some lovey-dovey relationship, but there was not. It was one of enmity, which goes back to Genesis 3:15. Utter enmity between Jesus Christ and the Jews in the book of John. 63 times it mentions Jew in the book of John. And all these Christians, they will go out there and it will say, Jesus is a Jew, Jesus is a Jew, and over and over and over. It's like a mantra that's been drilled into their mind by who? By who? And then you actually go out and you read the scriptures, you read the Bible, and Jesus Christ is calling Jews to their face. He's saying, your father's the devil. That's why you got to go to the book. It's why you go to the Bible. Jesus Christ, and again, we're talking the red. We're not talking, all those reading the red Christians out there, that's the red. And you go to the book of the Revelation, and Jesus Christ in the red, he says, those people that call themselves Jews, They're not. They're liars, and they're Satan's own synagogue. They're Satan's synagogue, says Jesus Christ. Well, that sounds anti-Semitic. If Jesus Christ is anti-Semitic, you better be anti-Semitic. If Jesus Christ is anti-Semitic, you better sign up and beg for a double portion of that stuff. And by the way, if the Jews don't hate you, you're doing it wrong. If the Jews don't hate you, you're doing it wrong. Read the Bible. The Jews hated Jesus Christ and murdered him. Read the Bible. The Jews hated the church and murdered the church. Read the Bible. The Jews hated the church. They hated the Christians, and they murdered them. And they tried to murder them, and they murdered them, and they tried to murder them. They're the enemy. Jesus Christ said, they're not even real Jews. They're liars. They're identity thieves. They're frauds. They're the synagogue of Satan, says the master, says Jesus Christ. So you got these two people out there. We'll get into Michael Moore in a minute. They're going to write about these white Christian rural people. They're the enemies of democracy. Oh, who else has said that they're the enemies of democracy? Well, what's Biden said? MAGA. Well, who's MAGA? It's the white folk in America, white and Christian folk in America. They're the enemies of democracy. Who is Biden a Jew? No, he's not. But all his kids marry Jews. And he said publicly with a little thing on his head, he's come out and he said, hey, if I were to switch religion, I know right where I'd go. And he's told Jews, he said, I'm more Jew than the rest of y'all because of his Jewish services that he goes to on a regular basis. This is a big deal. There's a genocidal program platform against the white race, against the Europeans. All right, and you see that with the influx of non-Europeans into Europe, non-Europeans into North America, non-Europeans into Australia and New Zealand. I don't know. Maybe Australia's doing, New Zealand's doing better. I don't know. Why is this? The devil has his children and God has his children. Europe converted to Jesus Christ. Fact, historical fact. The Europeans, the white races converted to Jesus Christ. The Europeans converted to Jesus Christ. The Jews converted to Lucifer. There's enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. The Jews, most of the Jews are Khazarian. They converted about 700, 800 AD to Lucifer, which is what Judaism is. It's a Luciferian religion. They don't worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Don't tell me they do. If they did, they would acknowledge Jesus Christ. If they did, they would acknowledge Jesus Christ. Go read the Talmud. I'm sure it has very many bad things to say about Jesus Christ. It does. Just because you say you're a man, but you're really a woman, doesn't mean you're a man. Just because you say you're a woman, but you're a man, doesn't mean you're a woman. Just because you say you're a Jew does not at all mean you're the biological offspring of the house of Israel. And I think one of the reasons we got the trannies are so prominent today is God's trying to slap the church in the face and say, wake up, man. Just because a man says he's a woman doesn't mean he is. Just because a Jew claims to have some affiliation with ancient Israel doesn't mean they do. Jesus Christ made it clear. You're liars. You're liars. You're not Jews. You're liars. You're Satan's own synagogue, said Jesus Christ. And the church bows down, and they will grovel before the Jew, but they won't grovel before Jesus Christ. They won't grovel before Jesus Christ, and they won't endorse what Jesus Christ said. They're ashamed of what Jesus Christ said, and they will bend over backwards and grovel before the Jew. This is a deception in the church. And the Jews hate the white race and have forever. Why? Because we converted to Jesus Christ, by and large. By and large. And then you can come to guys like Michael Moore, who abandoned his faith, abandoned his Catholic faith. He's Irishman. And he's out there. He's joined himself to the Jews. Go read the book of Esther. Many, many, many peoples have joined themselves to the Jews. Jews and their friends. Jews and their allies. Book of Esther. Let me see if I can pull that up. Don't have my glasses on. I can hardly see. The Jews established and made a custom for themselves and for their descendants and for all of those who allied themselves with them. All right? They call these days Purim. It's all in the Bible. And so you got a guy who's allied himself to the Jews without, as far as I know, he hasn't converted, Michael Moore. He comes out the other day and he says the white Christian race are the eternal enemies of the Jew. And we're guilty of all the death and the murder and the crimes against any Jew, anytime, anywhere, in any place. That's fine. Michael Moore, you go ahead and ally with the Jews. You go right ahead. You go right ahead. You ought to be ashamed of that, but you're not. And that's fine. There's enmity and hatred between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Church, you got to get over this. You're trying to have interfaith unity? What the hell's... Excuse me, what's wrong with you? Beep, let's just put a little beep over that. What's wrong with you? What do you mean you want to interfaith unity between the Antichrist and the Christ? What is wrong with you? The signal identity of a Jew is the rejection of Jesus Christ as the Messiah. That's the single identity of a Jew. And for all these Jews that claim they've converted, go out like Paul. I'm not saying a Jew can't convert. Go out there like Saul, the evil Jew Saul. Change your name, and then you go out and you say, hey, the Jews are guilty of the murder of the prophets, and they're guilty of the murder of Jesus Christ. The Jews are hostile to all mankind. Jews prevent people from hearing the gospel that people can be saved. And the wrath of God has come upon the Jew to the utmost. Say that. Say that. That's what the convert, Saul, said. All right, let's go over this again. 300 times in the Bible, it mentions the word Jew. 300 times. 300 times. How many times is it mentioned born again? 3 times. Which do you think you ought to know more about? Probably about the Jew. The Jew that's contrary to Jesus Christ. The Jew that's contrary to the church. The Jew that's contrary to the belief that Jesus is the actual Messiah of God. The Jew that murdered the Messiah. The Jew that murdered the prophets. The Jew now that's pushing for the genocide of the white race. Mayorkas, head of DHS, supposedly in charge of protecting our border. He's a Jew. And at one point, he was affiliated with the leadership of the Hebrew International Aid Society, which is promoting the invasion of North America, promoting the invasion of the United States with non-whites and non-Christians. There's a theme here. There's a theme here. And if you're white, it's time to give up this little fantasy that somehow you can get along with these people that hate your guts. Give that fantasy up. Oh, I know you want their approval because they're wealthy and they're powerful. I know that. I know that you want their approval because they run organizations like the Department of State. I know you want their approval because they run the banks and they run Goldman Sachs and they run most university departments. Been there, done that. Been there, done that. By the way, I've had good relationships with Jews that I've had personal interactions with my whole life. I got no complaints for those that I've personally known and worked with, university professors, colleagues at work. But you know what? You know what? When it comes right down to it, I'm going with what my man said, with what Jesus Christ said. When it comes right down to it, I will stand with what my man, Jesus Christ, said, my God, my Lord, my King. I'm not going to distance myself from what Jesus Christ said to have some friendship with somebody. Never, 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 never. It's time for you to make a choice. Make hard choices. Are you with Jesus Christ? Or are you with the Jews? Judas Iscariot decided he'd be with the Jews. Judas Iscariot said, you know what? I'm going to be with the Jews. That's your choice. Okay, you can stand with Jesus Christ or you can stand with him. You can't do both. Nope. I won't allow that to happen. I won't let you do that. And if you want to do that, my example to you is Judas Iscariot. The biblical definition of treason against Jesus Christ is siding with the Jews. Oh, there's a lot of treason in the church today, a lot of treason amongst pastors today. Want to be loved by the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. And for you people that aren't white, I got news for you. You're crazy. You're crazy to gin up hatred towards the white race. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind to stand with these people that are ginning up hatred towards the white race. Who do you think's ginning up the hatred? Maybe some Jewish professors, the Frankfurt School. Maybe some Jewish academics. Maybe some Jewish intellectuals. Maybe some Jewish heads of cabinet agencies in the United States government. Maybe a president, all of whose kids are married to Jews. It's hatred towards the white race ginned up by an Antichrist people. Frankfurt School goes back to Germany, 1920s, 1930s, almost all Jews. They come to the United States, They saw what was coming in Germany, and they infiltrate their madness, their genocidal hatred towards the white race in American universities. Now it's mainstream. Now, granted, the devil has power. Devil has a lot of power. And guess who's the guess who the children of the devil are? Huh? Who are the children of the devil? Oh, Jesus Christ pointed that out. He says, you Jews are the children of the devil. Who is the synagogue of Satan? Huh? Let's point that out. Jews are the synagogue of Satan. And you got Christians out there that will... they want to be friends with the world. They want to be friends with the Jews. They don't want to be accused of sins that are not sins at all. They don't want to be accused of anti-Semitism. And it's like, dude, get over yourself. You're not that important. Why are you afraid of being accused of being an anti-Semite or a racist or homophobic or intolerant or divisive? Why? Jesus Christ, what did he say? Huh, if they called me Beelzebul, they're going to call you Beelzebul. And James 4:4, he says, if you want to be friends with the world, you're going to be enemies of God. This has got to be drilled into the minds of the pastors and the preachers. 300 times in the Bible it mentions you. Go read those three books. Esther, you had an evil group of people that did not worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's no reference to God in the book of Esther. They did not abide by the feast of Moses. They set up a whole new national celebration to Purim, to the God of chance, to the month of chance. They said, we're going to do this forever because we're here for our people. We're here for our race. We're here for our people. They're not here to serve God. Nothing about God. They fasted. Oh, they prayed. Doesn't say to who. A lot of people fast and pray, but it's not to God. It's not to Jesus Christ. And they take over a multicultural empire, and they begin murdering people. This is the story of the Jews. Go figure out who ran the secret police under the USSR. Go figure out who organized and helped assist in the invasion of Europe by the African Muslim. It was the Jews in Spain, Sephardic Jews. They assisted the Muslims in invading Europe to wipe out the white and Christian race. That's what the Jews did. That's why the Jews got kicked out of Spain in 1492. Nobody tells you that. Nobody tells you that. They were traitors. They were traitors to the white race, and they were antichrist in Spain. They assisted the Muslims and the Africans in invading Spain and Europe. That's why they were kicked out of Spain in 1492. You don't hear this from your Jewish professors, do you? Haman was right. He says, these people are wicked. They're evil. We got to get them out of our empire. We got to drive them out any way we can. Too late, Haman. Too late. The Jews who did not worship God in the book of Esther took over a multicultural empire and started slaughtering and murdering people. People were terrified of them, and many peoples joined themselves to the Jews, says the book of Esther. Even back in the book of Esther, there's many people that were not the biological descendants of Israel that became Jews. By the way, I was just reading the book of Samuel the other day, and you remember Doeg the Edomite? Who was Edom? That was Jacob's brother. Well, I got more to say about him. I got more to say about Jacob's brother Edom, Esau. You know who becomes a Jew? Another Edomite. His name was Herod the Great. All right? He murders all the babies around Bethlehem when the time of Jesus Christ is born. Antichrist, Antichrist, Antichrist. Does what the Jews in the book of Esther do. Let's go out and slaughter and murder our enemies. Oh, and you just want to be a loving and tolerant person. Dude, there's this thing called loyalty. Who are you going to be loyal to? Go read 1 and 2 Samuel. Especially 2 Samuel. And there's warfare. And you got to make a choice who you're going to be loyal to at the cost of your life. It may cost you your life. You're going to have to make a hard choice. Right now the church is making choices to support the corporate embodiment of the Antichrist. If the church is the corporate body of Christ, the Jews are the corporate body of the Antichrist. If the church of Jesus Christ, or if the Christians are the corporate body of Christ, the Jews are the corporate body of the Antichrist. Hello? I know. I'm anti-Semitic. If Jesus Christ is anti-Semitic and the Holy Scripture is anti-Semitic, I want to be anti-Semitic. By the way, the Jews themselves agree with me. The Jews agree. There's a great article. I've always referenced it because it's the Jews, they're very clear. They said the Bible is completely anti-Semitic, especially Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, all the way up through the book of Revelation. And it's not just there. Esther, as far as I'm concerned, is utterly... Now, if when you read the book of Esther from the point of view of the Jews, it's a wonderful book. When you read the book of Esther from the point of view of the Jews, it's a wonderful book. But if you just take it at face value, you go, oh my God, here's a bunch of wicked people. They're hiding in plain sight. They're pretending not to be Jews when they actually run the place. It's the king's wife. They take over power and they immediately begin murdering people. Oh, that tells us a different story, doesn't it? And they set up a national holidays, national festivals that basically disown the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's no reference to Moses or the patriarchs in the book of Esther. It's right there in your face. It's right there in your face. Then you go read the book of John, and that Jesus, it says Jew. Book of John says Jew, 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 Jew. Over and over and over, talks about the Jews. And the enmity and the hatred between the Jews. And it's not just the book of John. It's the book of Matthew, too. It's all the Gospels. It more often, it refers to the Pharisees, who are the leaders of the Jews. They define what Judaism is, it was and is. The Pharisees are the forerunners of today's rabbis. The Jews will tell you that. I'm not making this up. There is no more Sanhedrin. There are no more. There is no house of Levi to be the priest. It's all gone. And there's no third temple, folks. I'll get to that in another podcast. There is no the church is the third temple. You want a third temple? It's the church in Jesus Christ. By the way, you hear all these preachers say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Well, guess what? That's in Psalms 139. Pray for, so all these, well, let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So they're praying for a dusty city in the Middle East. And then you go read all the epistles, read every one of those epistles. Every one of the epistles, the apostles in the epistles, the apostles in the epistles, in the letters, they pray for peace. They pray for peace. They pray for peace. Not one time in the epistles do the apostles pray for the peace of a dusty city in the Middle East. Not once. Not one single time do they ever pray for the peace of that city called Jerusalem. Not once. But almost every single letter, especially Paul's letter, they pray for peace on the church, which is the Jerusalem of God. They pray for peace on the church. Go read your epistles. It's either at the beginning of the epistles. Most of Paul's are at the beginning. Some are at the end. It prays for peace and grace to the church in Jesus Christ. Never for that dirty city in the Middle East. I'm telling you, church, you've been owned. You've been deceived. You've been deceived. These people remain antichrist. They always have been antichrist. They remain antichrist. The modern Ashkenazic Jews, their ancestors converted to Judaism out of paganism 700-800 years after the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. They have no association with Israel. Where do the 12 tribes of Israel go? They went to Europe. Why do you think Europe converts to Jesus Christ? That's where the 12 tribes go. Why do you think Noah blessed Shem, Ham, and Japheth? He cursed Ham. He cursed Ham. And he says, may Japheth dwell in the tents of Shem. Okay, from Shem, we have Abraham. From Abraham, we have, well, down through the line of Jesus Christ. What's the tent? It's salvation. Who's going to dwell in the tents of Shem? The Europeans. Japheth, the Europeans. Why do you think there's a hatred towards the white race? Because we're the Christian race. That's why. I know other people are Christian as well. I've talked about that a lot. I've talked a lot about the Ethiopian eunuch. I got it. Without Europe, there would be no Christianity on the planet. Without the white and Christian race, there would no be Christianity on this planet. That is why Satan and his people, his babies and his church, his synagogue, act towards the genocide of the white race. Wake up. A white man, wake up. Why is it that every other ethnic group out there is encouraged to have an ethnic identity, but if you're white, and the Jews have been the number one to promote this, there is no white race, they say, even amongst their academics. Noel, another evil Jew, another evil antichrist, anti-white Jew. Oh, Fritz, you sound like an anti-Semite. Listen, I want to sound like what Jesus Christ said, what Jesus Christ talked about. And if he looks at the Jews, he says, you're your father, the devil. And if you know these people running around, they're calling themselves Jews. They're not of the line of Israel. They're not of the biological line of Abraham, Isaac, and not of the line of Israel. Jacob renamed it. They're not. Jesus Christ said they're not. You're not Jews. You're liars. You're identity thieves and you're frauds. And they've taken over a piece of land in the Middle East, named it after one of the patriarchs. They're liars and they're identity thieves and they're frauds. Who's the third temple? Who's the church of God? It's his people. It's his people. It's the church in Jesus Christ. That's the temple of God. Those are the people of God. That's the house of God. And all these Jews are identity thieves and frauds, and you're making a big fat mistake to support them. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.